Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing, because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Wait a minute. I know them, you know. They should have been singing the whole time live.
If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me, blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale, like I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke it.
You are a real artist. I am a real artist.
Was written. And you know what? You know what, cuz? I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I
told God I would be faithful about the spirit that he gave me, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time. But if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AK Disco. AK Disco. 3-5. And I say, sure, I don't do no physical harm to them. I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
Whoa. Okay. I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all.
See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are Kaytickle Girl. The one you heard about. You fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles too. We are Kate Pickles Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
That's
funny.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron L., who's one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls Jip Jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, you know, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything. And, I don't want to call him his real name. Chaz has come a long way, and his music
Thank you, Jesus.
Is.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before.
Good evening. ATAZP live on Blog Talk Radio. Your host TAZ, and I got CJ Free on the line, and Zig Z-I-G, my cousin, on another line. Y'all say what's up?
Hey, what's going on, people?
What's up, y'all? What's happening, Taz? What's up, CJ Free? We up in here. What's going on?
What's up?
Well, I'm glad I got y'all on here. Two young people, man. Y'all be doing the thing. I'm going to start talking to CJ this first half, and then we're going to flip it and talk to Zig. Zig going to be my co-host right now. CJ Free, you've been in the house before. We talked a couple of times. I met you, matter of fact. You were doing music at one of my friend's churches, Reverend Williams Church. I had talked to him a couple weeks ago, and he said you're doing some big things. So I just want you to explain to the people exactly what you do, and tell us what this big thing Reverend Williams was telling me about.
Well, he's probably referring to my additional company. This is my second company. I have my own clothing line now. It's called God, Family, and Music. And
cool.
As an additional service, I offer custom apparel for people. So if you needed something for TazRadio.com, I'll be able to print that up for you, as well as if you wanted to support the brand, you can get that too. So I've got a two-hitter quitter going on.
Okay, cool. And the main reason that I hit you up the first time was the music thing, and you still are a producer, am I correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Have you gotten into actually performing on some of these joints, or you just still Dr. Drain it behind scenes and carrying them?
I'm a behind the scenes type person. I try to
Dr.
Drain. Yeah, I try to stay as behind the scenes as possible. I'm just a low key type of person. Not really about me. That's why even with my company, it's God first. God first. It ain't about me at all.
Right. What got you interested in doing this? Because I know music is your life, and with me, I do music too, so I know how that is. But exactly what just jump started you and say, I could do this thing for real, for real?
With the music or with the clothing?
With both, but basically, because I guess they both is in you and both is dreams coming true, really.
Okay, with the music, actually, it was put upon me, I'll say that. I wanted to go to college and be an accountant. That was my life dream. And I've been playing for churches now for about 4 or 5 years. And then one Sunday I was playing a song for the choir. We went to a visiting church, and I actually taught the choir a rendition that I wrote. And the church just went up. They could not let go of that song. So all the musicians were coming over to me like, hey, man, where did you get that song from? That is so nice. Like, they pulling up YouTube and everything. And I'm like, well, I wrote it. So they just was like shocked. So from that point on, I knew that I had a gift that needed to be explored and really do it for real, because they just couldn't believe it.
That's good. That's good. I know, it felt good hearing other people, like, looking at you in shock, talking about you really did this joint for real. You know?
Right.
I know that felt good.
Yeah, it did, too. Yeah.
The song you sent me, Up On It, explain that before I play it.
It's my style of beat. I think I've been told several times that you can hear like a church type of feel in all of my beats, even though they kind of resonate with what's going on in the popular music today.
Right.
It was inspired just by me playing the keys. It starts off with the keys, and it just got, I always say, my sound, a little bounce to it, and it's just got my twist on it.
This is CJ Free, Up On That.
Thank you.
CJ, you're going to make me sick. Girl, you're going to make me sick for real. Because I'm like, I'm about ready to pull out the credit card and get this beat, yo. I'm like, that joke was hot. Wait a minute, I'm on that Zig. I'm on that Zig talk. Go on, Zig.
Yeah, that beat is jamming. I found myself vibing to that, bobbing my head.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all, man. I appreciate y'all a lot.
I'm like tripping, like you trying to say that a church vibe, man. I was like, I don't know. It got a church vibe. It got a whole lot of vibes.
Mm-hmm.
When that bass came in, I was like, oh, I'm locked now. She got me. And I don't want you in my pockets, for real. I just was like, oh, Lord. I'm about to pull out some money here. I love that. I want to know the process, the actual process you go through making the beat. How do you, how do you come up with it?
Well, I just start playing keys, fooling around with some melodies first. And then I let it go from there. I just start messing, like I say, with the keys first, and then let it spin a couple times, and then probably add some 808s in there, and then play with it. But one thing I don't do is rush a beat. So it might take me 1 week sometimes. Sometimes it's taking me 3 months. So if I get locked, and I can't think of something, I just leave it there and I'll come back to it later, because it has to be right before I let it go. So that's one thing I don't do, but that's basically my process.
Now that's artistry. That's a perfectionist. You can't stand it unless it's just right. And the thing what software do you use?
I use Machine. And I also just use any VSTs I can find that I like. So Nexus, Kontakt, pretty much that's about it. I have a couple of VSTs that I use off and on, but it's usually Kontakt, the various instruments and Kontakt, and machines, and probably some sound packs, go from there.
And see, we talking technical. I know a lot of people that listen to the show got to be almost like musicians, because they got to know what some of the software is. And see, I'm familiar with it, and I'm sure Zig is too.
Uh-huh.
Yes, see.
I'm sure he is too. So, I mean, you know, when you're talking like that, a lot of people listen and go, what? What is she talking about? I thought it was just the keyboards. Nah, it's a little bit more than that, yo. It's a little bit more than that. Because that's, if it's just the keyboard, you wouldn't be able to come back to it. You have to save it on something. You have to save it on something.
You're right.
So how long has it been that you just actually, you know, you said you played at a couple of churches, but do you still play at Reverend Williams Church?
Yeah, I just recently went back in, I think it was October of last year. I just went back and started playing again. So I am currently there as of today.
Because I know you like you said, you went through a couple of churches. And I just wondered, was you still there? Because that's like about 4 or 5 years since I seen you when you was playing there.
Yeah, I was gone for about 2.5, maybe 3 years. I had come up on a job that was working on Sundays, that had me working on Sundays, so I couldn't play anymore. And God just set it back up for me to go right back over there when I was done with that job. So that's where I am.
Now, do certain people get on you about some? Okay, now I listen to music, so I understand. Do certain people get on you talking about that? That really don't sound like no church song. You know what I mean? Do you get that flat?
I think they're used to me by now. I try not to make it, you know, where it's like a club, but my original sound is what makes our ministry different. Like, we can take, I know for me, I can take any song that's out, and then I'll add something to it. I actually was playing that beat that we just listened to. I actually played it after we did a song, and the whole church was just bopping and grooving, probably like you guys were.
Now let me tell you, my daddy's a preacher. My uncle was a bishop before he passed away, a national bishop, and he played keyboards too. I got cousins that's and uncles that's preachers. So of course I've been in the church. One at my uncle's church, the keyboardist playing Shortening Bread in the middle of them shouting. And I'm like, I'm listening to this joker. Everybody shout, get happy, right? They done caught the spirit. And this joker playing Shortening Bread. Da-da-da-da. Mama's little baby loves shortening. I'm like, what? This cat is playing Shortening Bread while they having church. What? So, I mean, yeah. do you do things like that too? Like little things that you play?
Yeah. We have a song called Come Bless the Lord With Me, and I started off with the intro of the Jackson 5, I Want You Back. So, yeah, I do.
And, dude, wait a minute. Now, Reverend Williams, me and him, we talk about music all the time because we real close. We're co-workers, right? Do he come up to you and say, I heard what you play? Do he do that?
Yeah, if he recognizes, yeah, but he be too busy going around. He'll be have his hand clapping and stomping on. He gets into it. He knows what it is, but he never says anything, though.
Do he ever call you out, like all of a sudden start singing a certain song, and did you have to actually remember it or know it, and boom, you playing it?
Once or twice at the end of service, he'll get in his singing mood, and I'll have to catch up to him. Once or twice, but not often. Yeah,
because I've seen him when he was at his other building, closer to where he lived, when he first started, and he would throw out something, and his nephew, I think it was playing for him, and he'll just catch it all of a sudden. And it was a song by Courtney Wilson. I can't think his name. Courtney, you know what I'm talking about, the gospel singer Courtney. I think it's Courtney Wilson. And it was when his song first came out. It was hot now. And I knew the lyrics because I had the record. And we talked about it at work. And I came there to visit, and he just started singing the song. I was singing it with him out in the audience, and everybody looking at us because they didn't know the song now because it was brand new. And his nephew knew the music and started playing it right off the bat. All three of us was the only ones in the whole church knew what was playing. They were jamming now, but they didn't know what we were singing.
Oh, okay.
The song... His the artist is Brian Courtney, somebody. I forgot his name. Williams, I want to say. Or Wilson. The song Ain't Over. Explain that before I play it, too.
Ain't Over is one of my favorite gospel songs in the entire world. It's by Marit Brown Clark. And basically, I wanted to do something with it because I sing it almost three times a week, and it has a powerful message, and I wanted to display that in my music. I never really thought people would buy my gospel beats, but they don't seem like the ones that's really selling. But I just wanted to do something that meant a lot to me, and that song means a lot to me.
Just got down. girl Cleo Jones and
the Mad Black Man,
and you're now listening to TAZ
on Blog Talk Radio.
Can I take over this show?
No, you can't.
I can't take over this show.
Nah, man.
All right.
It ain't over. I like that rendition too. I remember the song. I didn't remember the song with the snaps in it or the heavy bass, but I loved it because it set it out. Zig.
Yeah.
Man, hey, I like that one. I like that one a lot because I feel that message too. It ain't over. I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, CJ, give your information so the people can know where to hit you at. Hit up your clothing line as well.
Okay. If you need beats of any kind, hit me up at www.cjfreebeats.com. You can buy them right off of the website, and you can get your paperwork and everything automatic to your email. For my clothing line, it's Got Family Music Apparel is the company name. You can go to www.gfmapparel.com.
I appreciate you, CJ. I love the music. You's a bad girl. Keep doing what you're doing. Like I said, you about in my pocket. For real. Zig, my boy Zig, we got the same letter Z in our name, so we got to be related. Zig, this is your first time on the show either, but also tell the people exactly what you do, Cat.
Well, really what I do, I'm really all in through music, man. More specifically, I rhyme on records, I rhyme on beats and instrumentals, and I also add a little vocals to it, you know what I'm saying? And so I guess I just sing and rap is basically what I do.
Hey, dude, I'm going to tell you right now, CJ, Zig, uh-huh. we're friends on Facebook, right? Man, about at least once every 2 weeks, he got a single he dropped for the nation.
Oh, wow.
For real. Every week. See, am I right, Z?
You working over there.
Yeah, man, I do some work, man. I've been doing some heavy work, man. I feel like maybe I'm going to go ahead and sit back and focus heavy on some promotion because I've been looking at my body at work, and I see that I've been really, really going at it, so I need to go on and just, you know, focus on pushing it out there and making sure everybody, you know, gets some time to, you know, listen to what I've done already. I don't want to overload myself.
Now, what style do you consider your music?
I guess Southern, you know, Southern hip hop. I guess I would say maybe some Southern hip hop, but I know, you know, rest in peace to Pimp C. I think he described it best. I think I make country rap tunes, man.
Okay. And the first song, because when you sent me these three tracks, the one song I wanted to hear first, I didn't play it though. It's called Like. Is that
yeah.
How you say it again, say it for me, Like. Is that it?
Like.
Okay. Hey, CJ, he spelled it with a couple of G's and a couple of H's, started with a U. I'm like, what? Okay. So explain that song before I rip it, man.
Man, you know what I'm saying? That's U-G-H-H-H. That's three H's in there. Really, man, the promoter, you know, Miss Goldie, she got us all to come on, get out there to Houston, and we met Eazy-E's son, one of Eazy-E's sons, one of the late great Eazy-E's sons, rest in peace, you know what I'm saying, to Eazy-E. He was out there in Houston, and we just met up with him. We got the vibing, you know, we did a show, and then, like, later on that night, early into the morning, you know, we went on ahead and went to the studio, and, you know, I ain't going to lie, you know, we was under the influence of some medication, you know what I'm saying? And, well, I know I was for sure, you know what I'm saying? I had a bit of a cough, so I was drinking some soda and some green drink medicine. And we got in the studio, man, and the engineer put on the beat. And, man, I felt that beat as soon as I heard it. And I said, yeah, man, that's it right there. Let that play. Let me get to writing. So I got to writing, man, and, you know, the rest is history, man. I went in and knocked my verse out. He did his verse. You know what I'm saying? Baby Easy, a.k.a. 3, he did his verse. And then my boys, Numb and Pain, when we got back to the 409 area, like Port Arthur and Beaumont, Texas, they knocked their verses out, you know, and K Shells mixed it up, man, and the rest is history. Everybody seemed to really be liking this joint, so man, that's, you know, like, ugh.
Hey, what's up?
Pimp C, I see you up there, baby. Screw, I see you, baby. Mo, I see you. Hey.
Got me full of that mud. Got me full of them drugs. Got me dirty like Sprite. But I'm cleaner than suds. Chilling with my buds. Just sipping them buds. I mean sipping that drink. I mean sipping them suds.
Yeah. All right, let me come right back in right there.
Got me pulled up, H-Time got me slowed up. Drink and ain't throwed up. Whole crew just rolled up. Cutting up like cold cuts. Man, I be on some faux stuff. Coming down big old truck. Baytown, man, hold up. Baytown, man, hold up. Coming down big old truck. Man, I be on some faux stuff. We cutting up like cold cuts. Like, ooh.
The nigga put it down. Grew up a hard head. Straight problem child. King is shit. You know I rock my crown. Rolling fat backwards and plus I'm double cup. Straight trill on the reel. E3, you know what's up. Slowed and throw, screwed up. I brought it on myself. Body ain't been the same since that activist left. Bet your life on it. Boy, I'm still in Compton. I'm that green leaf ass boy. Belling and stomping. I run my section. My pops put on for the city ride. The OGs in the H knew what my pops was really like. Real niggas show love and they get back the same. And if you go against the grain, you feel some numbing pain. Stay sucker free, always keep them out my range. Me, I'm that same nigga. Easy, I'ma never change.
H-Time got me full of that mud. Ooh, I'm full of them drugs. Ooh, got me dirty like Sprite. Ooh, but I'm cleaner than suds. Ooh, chilling with my bud. Ooh, just sipping them buds. Ooh, I mean sipping that drink. Ooh, I mean sipping them suds. Ooh, got me full of that mud. Ooh, I'm full of them drugs. Ooh, got me dirty like Sprite. Ooh, but I'm cleaner than suds. Ooh, chilling with my bud. Ooh, just sipping them buds. Ooh, I mean sipping that drink. Ooh, I mean sipping them suds.
Muddy cup, hold up. So relax, reflex, motion slow. Mo, purple world inviting me. Pimp C soul up inside of me. I feel sorry if you haven't heard these Southeast Texas prodigies. Got them tired, tread dully, cause we've been burning up them highways. So gon' grab the wheel, cause both me and Zig Igle. As about that money, B&B resurrection. They think we should be something else, but nah, I'm so Texas. 449 to be exact. On 10 pinpoint, I'm out. Mr. Street, as a matter of fact, go hard and break that track up. Lyrical beast master, fly just like NASA. Automated, not animated, we showed up. Either does it in discussion like you know what.
Like you know what. You know us, baby. Texas, Southeast Texas, H-Town, Shells, Numb and Pain, Eazy-E, baby, what's up?
H-Town got me full of that mud. Ooh, I'm full of them drugs. Ooh, got me dirty like Sprite. Ooh, but I'm cleaner than suds. Ooh, chilling with my bud. Ooh, just sipping them buds. Ooh, I mean sipping that drink. Ooh, I mean sipping them suds. Ooh, got me full of that mud. Ooh, I'm full of them drugs. Ooh, got me dirty like Sprite. Ooh, but I'm cleaner than suds. Ooh, chilling with my bud. Ooh, sipping them buds, ooh, I mean sipping that drink, oh, I mean sipping them suds.
I've been on since a pocket full of stones. Fly as a drone when I claim Orange, Texas, cause it's my home. And when I come through, you gon' smell my cologne. If you wanna get in touch, better hit me on the phone. And when they call, I'm still like, leave me alone. Cause I'm stuck up in my zone, taking shots to the dome. They say I'm drunk now. I ain't even gon' front now, cause I'm feeling myself. Think about hitting on the blunt now. It's getting hot, he's a numb in pain. Try to restrain, but it gets to the brain. I'm in the city where they grip on the grain, and they watch the law where they swing and they bang.
Getting hot, he's a numb in pain. Try to restrain, but it gets to the brain. I'm in the city where they grip on the grain, and they watch the law where they swing and they bang.
That's Numb and Pain Records, FCF. Shout out to East. H-Town, Southeast Texas, Orange, Texas, Compton, California, and Ohio. Legendary.
H-Town got me full of that mud. Ooh, I'm full of them drugs. Ooh, got me dirty like Sprite. Ooh, but I'm cleaner than suds. Ooh, chilling with my buds. Ooh, just sipping them buds. Ooh, I mean sipping that drink. Ooh, I mean sipping them suds. Ooh, got me full of that mud. Ooh, I'm full of them drugs. Ooh, got me dirty like Sprite. Ooh, but I'm cleaner than suds. Ooh. Chillin' with my buds, ooh, just sippin' them buds, ooh, I mean sippin' that drink, ooh, I mean sippin' them suds, ooh. Hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up.
Doing this show like, ooh, I like that, dog. CJ.
Uh-huh.
Give a tell Zeke what you think about that song.
Ooh. I think it was dope. It was original. You know, it's got a little bounce to it. I think it was hot.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Zeke,
we put in some work on that one for sure. So thank you very much.
Zeke, how do you come up with your lyrics, man, since this is a word we can't pronounce, like, how did you come up with the lyrics? You just was feeling it. With the
you know what, bro? You know what happened with that, the day when I pulled up, whenever me and my bro Show Dig, his name is Mike Spencer, whenever we pulled up to my bro Anthony Batchan, who he goes by ASB, we pulled up to his house. When we was going to head out to, we was on our way heading out to Houston, and we pulled up in Beaumont, and he showed us some shirts that he had, and he had got them, you know, he got them specially made to say Music Heals the Soul, which is one of the songs that we did, a music video and everything, you know, he showed us the shirts, and the shirts was real hot. The shirts looked, you know, great to me. So when I was looking at them, you know, just like naturally, I was like, you know what I mean? I was like, they look good like that. So I had that in my mind. And then whenever we went, you know, whenever we got the recording, you know, in Houston later on that night, or you know, early the next morning or whatever, I think it just all came out. You know what I mean? And I mean, the beat, the way that beat is, it's real funky. You know what I mean? It's got that old funk to it. So it just made me feel like, so I couldn't help it. I just had to say that. And then just, you know, I just get inspired by just being just honest. You know, I tried to keep it as real as possible when I was writing those lyrics. Being in Houston or being, in the Baytown, Houston area, which I do shout out Baytown in the song. It just made me, remember and think about, you know, growing up listening to Screw, you know, DJ Screw, rest in peace. You know what I'm saying? Right. And just, you know, all the real artists that I listen to, it just made me, you know, just feel. It just made me catch a, like a spirit, so to speak. And I just really wanted to just express that. So, yeah, I mean, that, you know, I just try to keep it as honest and real as I can when I'm writing my lyrics, and then, you know, I just wanted to kind of just be simple. I just kind of wanted to just keep it simple, keep it fun, you know what I'm saying? Because I felt like, you know, this is the type of record you can just have fun with. You know, I don't really got to go, you know, real in-depth, you know, about some lyrics and try to be too smart with the lyrics. I just wanted the people to know, hey, man, you know, you can cut loose if you want to, you know what I mean? Just something to vibe to.
Now, every, like I said before, every now and then, like almost every 2-3 weeks, at least once a month, I get a video, brand new video that you guys can cut. Do you perform anywhere down in H-Town or around where you live at?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, we put on a good show in Houston. As a matter of fact, pretty much right as soon as we dropped that song, the like and man, I'm and matter of fact, let me go ahead and shout out Goldie because she had us up in the club. You know, Chemistry Live, I believe it was, and you know, K Reno was in there. You know what I'm saying, from South Park Coalition SPC. And man, the whole vibe and just the whole reaction from the audience and the crowd, you know, and everybody that was in there, they was loving it. You know what I'm saying? They had a couple of people rush up to the stage, and the dude was like handing me his phone, like, man, how can I listen to this? Where is this at? You know what I'm saying? And everything. And I hadn't even really put it out yet. I hadn't even fully put it out. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't on my SoundCloud or nothing like that. It is now, but. You know what I'm saying? It was just like the reaction live in Houston for them to show love like that. You know what I'm saying? That was really amazing because Houston is really obviously like the major or one of the major cities in Texas. You know what I'm saying? And that was just great.
I know, bro, because I live in Texas now. I'm in Grand Prairie up in, you know, up from you near Dallas.
Yeah.
Fort Worth, Arlington, and all that. So I just
right.
I moved here about 2 years ago. I was in the A where CJ is at, but I'm not there no more. I'm in Dallas, really. The next song that I wanted to play, Light Switch. Explain that one.
Oh man, to be honest with you, that came from my girl, man. She's in a sorority. She, you know, she's a college girl. I gotta shout out my girl, man. And she's really doing good. She's doing her thing. But they do like shows, like step shows and things of that nature. And
right.
her and one of her sisters or a couple of her sisters, you know, they was doing some steps. They were doing some moves. And she showed me the video of it. And I was, you know, obviously me being a, you know, a man, I'm zoning dead in at the ass, and I see it going up and down, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, man, it looks like y'all moving it up and down like a light switch. And, man, then the rest of history, I just started writing. I was like, man, that's a song like that, you know what I'm saying? So I just started writing that down, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, boom, you know, I searched for the beat. I found the beat, you know, shout out to Chill, you know, and the rest is history, man. I just went in like a light switch, you know?
This is Zig. Name of the song is Light Switch.
Yeah. Man, I seen Shorty in the club, man. Yo, she was bouncing up and down like a light switch, yeah, like a light switch. Flip that ass up and down like a light switch, like a light switch, yeah, like a light switch. Move that ass up and down kind of like a light switch. Like a light switch, I think that I like it. Flip that ass up and down, that's what I might hit. It's enticing the way that she moves it. Shakes to the music, girl, how you do it? Get into it, this one's a winner. Bending it over, wanting me to get up in her. Like a blender, twisting and shaking. About to start sweating, don't know if I can take it. Let me make it, girl, you a beast. Trying to get you out the club to the room and get naked. In the sheets, see, I practice what I preach. She's popping it, I'm rising like yeast. Straight wild, lil' mama off the chain. About to chill for a while at the bar for a drink. For real though, that ass big as a tank. I mean big as a ship, I'm about to walk the plank. Like a light switch, yeah, like a light switch. Move that ass up and down, like a light switch. Like a light switch, yeah, like a light switch. Flip that ass up and down, kinda like a light switch. Alright, I'm back at it, like a damn crack at it. Yeah, that's a bad habit, but I just had to have it. I'ma stab it like I came with a knife. That drink got me right, I can go all night. Kinda dark in the club, but lil' mama got a light.
switch on her back. So gifted, in fact, she can even make it bounce, jiggle, wiggle, and clap. Man, stand back, she's about to make it percolate. Baby, don't hesitate, ain't no time to wait. Let them see what your mama gave to you. The way you move in this place, they go Google. Everybody wanna ride that train like a choo-choo. Girl, I'm too through, you doing the most. Burning up the dance floor like bacon and toast. Won't brag or boast, but you know you the sh. Steady flip it up and down like a damn light switch. Like a light switch, yeah, like a light switch. Flip that ass up and down like a light switch. Like a light switch, yeah, like a light switch. Flip that ass up and down, kinda like a light switch. Like a light switch, yeah, like a light switch. Flip that ass up and down like a light switch. Like a light switch, yeah, like a light switch. Flip that ass up and down, that's how I like it. Like a light switch, like a light switch. Like a light, yeah, like a light switch. Like a light, like a light, yeah. Like a light switch, kinda like a light, yeah.
So did your girl use that song the next time they stepped?
Man, you know what? I don't think she did. I think it was a little too explicit. I think she was a little embarrassed, a little ashamed, you know, to know that it was about her, and you know, but I think it was a little too explicit. But yeah, she knows very well that I made it inspired by her.
Now that beat was tight as heck, boy. Cause I was like, that, you know, that song could play and do well in the A, for real. Am I right, CJ?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you right.
That song could do well in the A, and you be in the A, and they be like all on you, man. That had that feel just like that. I like that song too.
Man, I appreciate that, and I'm glad to know that could do good in Atlanta. You know what I mean? Cause I know that's one of the real meccas of music. You know what I mean? I know it's really hot out there in Atlanta, man. So
That had that Atlanta feel for real. Because
yeah.
I was like to myself going, I know CJ, like, that sounded like something in Atlanta. You
yeah.
had to say that. Yeah, it had that beat. I want you to actually give out your information to Zig, where folks can hit you up at. You always doing something. I tell you, if you're friends with this cat on Facebook, you will get a new track every now and then, and a video too, because you do a lot of videos as well.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I like to give them a good visual, you know, something to look at, and I like, you know, good music too. You really, if you get on YouTube or Google, you know, Light Switch, obviously the one you just played, like you said, that's one of my most popular ones. To date. So if you look up Zig Light Switch, you know, you can Google that. You can look that up on YouTube or whatever. It'll take you. And all my pages are connected one way or the other. So if you get me on YouTube, you know what I'm saying, you're going to be able to find my Facebook, my Twitter, everything like that. My people, the name of my, you know, my people, my crew, my little label, as I call it, is FCF. That's Fruit City Family, because I, you know, I've been raised in Orange, Texas. So if you type in Zig FCF, you know, Fruit City Family, that's us. Everything should come up and be, you know, be live right there at your fingertips. Yeah, but like I said, you type in that Zig Light Switch, it's gonna direct you right to it. You know what I'm saying? You'll be able to get to my Facebook and everything like that. You know, that's really what I'm real heavy on Facebook and YouTube. So, and on Facebook, my real name is Brandon Carl Dugas. That's, you know, BrandonCarlDugas. My Facebook artist page is Zig, aka ZigFCF. So, you know, however you want to get at me, man. And I always respond to people, you know what I'm saying? I'm not a Hollywood cat. I don't think I'm too much, you know what I'm saying? I came out the bottom, you know what I'm saying? I'm
right.
From the project. So if you holler at me, I'm going to holler right back at you, and I'm going to show you the love that God showed me, you know what I'm saying? So just holler at me, you know, and get at me anytime, whatever it's about.
Well, I appreciate you for coming through, Zig, and you too, CJ Free, because y'all are doing y'all thing, and I love music, all kinds of music. And just hearing you guys do your thing inspires me to do mine. And I, like I said, I know a lot of people that like all the stuff that y'all do, because when I get to the end of the show, like the last show you was on, Zig, the last show you was on, CJ, everybody mm-hmm. liked everything that y'all did. So keep on doing it. Keep on putting out material so we can keep on bouncing our heads to. And I can't be listening to no more CJ free beats, because she going to make me buy one. even though I do my own beats, but she going to make me buy one, for real. Here's the last song I'm going to play for today. This is different. It's Tank. The girl's name is Tank and the Bangers. The name of the song is Harmonize. I'll be back next week. This is TAZ on ATAZP. Thank you to CJ Free and Zig.
Salute, Taz. Thanks for having us, baby.
Thanks,
it's all good.
I like that, Albert. It's missing something. It's missing you. Can I get a snap?
You're like a sister. You carry me to love, but I gotta go. If he's a little bit
you, 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 you,